Prayer call will start in 1 minute. You're listening to President Trump speak at the CPAC meeting 2019. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the prayersfor45.com call for Sunday night, March 3rd. And time is marching on, and we are 16 days, T-minus 16 days and counting with the Q plan and big, big, big things. And Q has said the end is near, and I believe that is in reference to the things we are waiting for is the reset of the rule of logos. Tonight, we'll tie in some prayer toward this end. We'll have two prayers as always. Our first prayer, Kimberly will lead us in prayer for President Trump. And our second prayer tonight from Pastor Joseph will be pray for the investigations into President Trump to end. And we'll come back to that subject in just a minute. But good evening, Kimberly.
Good evening, Scotty. How are you?
I'm doing great. Had a good day with my daughter, and here we are. It's always a good kind of regenerates the batteries to get on the phone with like-minded people and pray, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really thinking about this March Madness going on.
Yes, and you don't mean the basketball. You mean show, the other show.
Right, right. All of the exciting stuff that's scheduled for March. I love it.
It is an interesting time, March, and we are a week away next Saturday night at midnight. Don't forget to reset your clocks. We're going into daylight savings time.
All right. That is if you're on daylight savings, right?
That's right. I guess you in Arizona there don't need to worry about that, do you?
No.
That was the most unusual thing when the few months I lived there was trying to get used to the fact that the time zone there goes from mountain time to Pacific time. It's the only city I ever lived in that switched time zones. But anyway, Kimberly, would you go ahead and lead us in our first prayer for President Trump, his administration,
Absolutely.
And his family?
Absolutely. Father, we just come before you right now. We thank you so much for the privilege to come together right now on this call. We thank you so much for prayers for 45 and the vision of the visioneers, Lord, and for Scotty. We just speak your blessing on all of them, Lord. We thank you so much for the continued commitment that we have made to stand in agreement with your will to be done for President Trump. Lord, we thank you so much for this March Madness. Lord, we look at the coming D-class that is absolutely scheduled. We know that our president already authorized the DOG and the OIG to release the FISA D-class. And, Lord, we know that they've been trickling down information that has definitely caused the deep state to have some trembling in their boots. Lord, we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the resignations that are going to come to light because of the spying being exposed. Father, we thank you so much for the truth behind Uranium One and the truth behind the NXIVM investigation and the case that's happening even right now as we speak, Lord. We thank you so much for the wall, for the symbolism of the wall. Lord, we believe that maybe the wall even represents something so much bigger than just the southern border. Lord, I really believe that this is almost symbolic for another deep state agenda to truly keep the public in bondage. And we thank you for the Agenda 21 items that are even being exposed now with this coming into the light, Lord. We thank you so much also for the emails and the texts that are being exposed that are coming into the view of the public eye, Lord. We thank you for the truth behind that tarmac meeting, and we thank you, Lord, ultimately for the Mueller report that is getting ready to be released. We thank you for all of the details that are involved with all of those things. Lord, ultimately, we continue to pray for public awareness. We continue to lift up this great awakening that you have been doing to stir in the hearts of the public. Lord, we thank you that we are going from dark to light. We praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, that they continue to speak, that they have it all, and that the deep state is sincerely concerned. Father, we praise you that we can stand on your word and know that what is hidden will be made known. And we thank you that what is hidden, both good and bad, is coming into the light. We praise you for that. Lord, we thank you for the huge happenings. Lord, we thank you for Huber and for the role that he is playing in this strategy. Lord, we praise you for that. We thank you for the wisdom that you are allowing him to operate in and his team. Lord, we praise you for that. We thank you for what's happening in Utah where he is concerned. Father, we thank you so much that the dark to light exposure is going to implicate so many deep state folks that we have been anticipating and waiting for. Lord, we thank you for the Freedom of Information Act and the role that it has played. We praise you for that. Lord, ultimately, we trust you for the timing. We trust you for the timing in North Korea. We trust you for the timing of the return to the rule of law in our nation and our world, Lord. We thank you so much for the timing of the release of our global currency reset. We praise you for that, Lord. We thank you for the details that have been ironed out in the last few weeks, Father. We thank you even for the quantum financial system that is online. We praise you for that. We thank you for the circumstances that have been in preparation for the last decade, Lord, in some cases. We praise you for that. We thank you that there are many, many, many financial settlements that are happening, even as we speak, where bonds are concerned, internationally and nationally. Father, we praise you for that. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We know that you have chosen President Trump for such a time as this. Even as you spoke to Esther through Mordecai in Esther chapter 4, you spoke to her that God was calling her to lead and protect her people by stepping into the role and the position that you allowed her to enter into as the wife of the king of Persia. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that your scripture is alive. We thank you that we can stand on your word, that it is the rock under our foot. Lord, we thank you that you have promised that you will be with us all the time. And we thank you that we can come into agreement with all of these cares. Your word says, Jesus, you even said to us that we can cast our cares to you, for you care for us. And so we lift these cares to you. We praise you for them. We thank you for your continued protection over our president, over his family. We thank you that every assault from the pit of hell is being addressed, is being identified, and is being laid down. We thank you that the enemy's attack is under our feet in Jesus' name. We thank you for the authority that we can come into in agreement where two or three are gathered in your name and know that it is done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you praise for that. In Jesus' mighty name, we bring all these things to you. We thank you for your plan. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. Well, you always hit a nerve with some subject matter that you cover, and I usually write something down, and I wrote the word bondage down. That's such a good word for where we have been as a nation, as a world. Whatever freedoms we've had have been squelched by the bondage, haven't they?
Yes.
And we'll come back to that as we move closer to our freedom and ultimate sovereignty. But thank you for that, Kimberly, and we will move on to our second prayer. As I said, T-minus 16, we are facing the Mueller report coming up, which Kimberly referenced, the D-class, FISA, the OIG report. These are all things that are going to bring down the establishment, the cabal, the deep state. We all know that. And as the end is coming near, the Mueller report will show nothing, of course, in terms of Russian collusion. So the Mockingbird media is out in full force. Nadler, Warner, Schiff, Ted Lieu, they're all out making the rounds to the talk shows, the Face the Nations, Meet the Press, cooking up a new scheme. These House Democrats are shaping a new narrative, setting the tone for new investigations. And I want you to take a listen to what Brian Stelter, follow him on Twitter, because he's as probably the most gullible, naive, mainstream media sycophant that you can get. I really do believe this guy doesn't have a clue what he's doing, as opposed to someone like an Anderson Cooper, who's CIA and knows precisely what he's doing. But listen, take a listen to what Brian said. 1 second, please.
What year is it? President Trump is cursing and complaining about crowd size and calling journalists sick and whipping up his base. Meanwhile, the bigger crowd this weekend was over at the Bernie Sanders kickoff event where...
Let me play that again. I apologize.
Clean up his big pages, the same arguments. So what is actually new? Where's the news for us to report? Well, this is news. House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler saying he believes Trump has obstructed justice. And on Monday, his committee is issuing document requests to over 60 different people and entities. That news coming in just in the past couple of hours. The mounting evidence of unethical and illegal conduct, that is what's new. And this week, this part is important. This week it was televised in a whole new way, with Michael Cohen's day-long hearing, just the first of many. It seems to me that the Trump beat and the law enforcement beat are merging.
Okay, well, I'm sure you all heard what he said. The mounting evidence of unethical and illegal conduct. And of course, this is just a narrative play. They're shaping a new narrative since there's nothing to the Mueller report. And so Pastor Joseph is going to join us tonight, and we are going to pray for these investigations to stop, for the nonsense to come to an end. And as soon as I unmute Pastor Joseph, I know he's here somewhere. Pastor Joseph, I'm going to unmute the line. Tell me what... Pastor Joseph, you there? Okay.
This is Betty, so you've got the wrong 661 number, Scotty. This is Betty. Pastor Joseph is the other 661.
I unmuted everybody, Betty. That's why.
Okay.
I got you. But I spoke with Pastor Joseph earlier today. I know he intended to come. He did tell me he could run a little late. But, Betty, what number are you calling in on?
I'm at 661-607-1412.
Okay, I got it. One second, please.
Uh-huh. Find the other 661.
Well, Betty, you and I have probably at some point covered so much ground and talked about this very thing with Russian collusion and fake investigation. So why don't you step in for Pastor Joseph, if you don't mind, and lead us in a prayer to stop the investigations.
Very happy to do that. Heavenly Father, we come before you knowing that you are a God that sees all and knows all. You can accomplish all things. Nothing is beyond your grasp. And Lord, I was just studying this week, it just so happens, in 2 Samuel, how King David, when his own son was after him, asked that all of the plans of his advisors would be thwarted. And so, Father, that's what we ask, that all of these plans that they are trying to bring against President Trump would be thwarted, that every investigation, every leak, every piece of evidence, Lord, would come to nothing, that everybody would see right through all of the lies, that it would become clear that this is just a witch hunt, Lord, and that the truth would prevail. I pray that you would intervene with the truth, that there would be people who would be willing to be courageous and step forth with evidence of the truth, and that you would really impede all of the people that are giving testimony, that you would prove them to be untrustworthy in the evidence that they are providing. And so, Father, I pray for all of the people who are involved in this investigation, that especially those who are on Trump's side, that you would help their plans to prosper, but, Lord, thwart the plans of the enemy. You are the one that knows what goes on in hidden rooms, all of the agenda. You know the evil, but none of this is too complicated for you, Lord. This is but child's play, and I know that you are scoffing at the plans of man. And so, Lord, you knew this from the beginning. When you cast Satan down to this earth, you knew the damage that he would try to do. But, Father, you are in control of all things. You are in control of history. And so we ask that your plans, your righteous plans, would prevail, that you would continue to protect the man that you have put in power, and also that you would defeat his enemies and bring all of these accusations and all of these investigations to naught, because you can do so so easily by your powerful hand, your outstretched arm, to do this on behalf of your people. Father, restore this country. So much has gone awry. Children are being slaughtered, Lord, right before our eyes. Let it stop, Father, in the name of Jesus. Forgive this land for all the blood that we have on our hands. Father, make it right. Rid this land of the evil that is here and that it abounds. Father, may your righteousness prevail. May your kingdom come and may your will be done on earth as it is being done right now in heaven. And so by your powerful hand, Father, have mercy upon us and restore this land and let there be an outpouring of your spirit upon this nation, that people would grieve and would their eyes would be opened to all of a sudden realize that what they had been doing is just contrary to everything that is right. Restore the rule of law, Father. Restore order to this land. In the powerful name of Jesus, we ask these things in faith. Amen.
Awesome, Betty. Awesome. Thank you so much. You know, years ago I did some TV work, producing some TV content for the Improv Comedy Club, which started in L.A. and grew across the country. But I think you could head up the Improv Prayer Club. You are always about prayer and always so good at leading us in prayer. And indeed, the investigations are going to be ongoing in the House, and they're not going to stop. I suspect those that are left after the arrests and the tribunals will regroup, and their leadership, no doubt, will be unable to participate in their scheming and scamming, but they'll regroup and they'll keep pushing their agenda and trying to slow down our president to no avail. But I want to read to end that segment of our call tonight, and to put a icing on the cake to that prayer, I wanted to read one of President Trump's tweets from 4:08 p.m. today. President Trump tweeted, "We are winning big. We are winning big. The envy of the world. But just think what it could be." And that's why we'll continue to pray, because despite the success, the frankly amazing accomplishments in 2 years, and of course we know the DOJ under Sessions and Whitaker, and with the Inspector General Huber, we know they haven't missed a beat, and it's quite amazing what has been accomplished despite all these phony narratives and investigations. So for President Trump to say, "Just think what it could be, we're the envy of the world, but just think what it could be," no doubt he's referring to these very investigations we're praying for. Well, that takes us to 6:19, and it's a good place to end, and we'll close with a prayer of gratitude. Before we do, I'd like to thank you all. We had 18 on the call tonight. We are growing little by little. We'll be up over 20 in no time, and I appreciate you helping us. So continue to share the prayer calls with family and friends. Send people links, and wherever appropriate, you can post it in social media. You have our permission to post in social media. So we'll close and bow our heads. Lord, we are grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump and to reassure our sovereignty and reform the liberal, satanic international cabal that keeps us from that sovereignty. And we pray, Lord, you will guide us, guide our friends, our family, and fellow American patriots to help us all and to exhort our sovereignty above all. We aspire to make the international order, the cabal, the politicians, and the bankers to serve the citizens of the planet and not to control them. And we're grateful that President Trump and the patriots are leading us in this direction. Lord, we're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We are grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty. Great job, both of you, as always. And Pastor Joe, I know you wanted to be here tonight. We know Sunday is a busy day for you as a pastor, and we pray that you all continue to lead us in prayer. Diane and Evelyn and all of our other prayer warriors. Van, you might be on. I thought I saw you call in tonight. It's great to have you. We're grateful for all of the prayer warriors that have joined us and led us on calls since August of 2018. We're in our, what would that be, our eighth month now. So we're proud that we've made it this far, and we continue to meet Sunday and Thursday night for these 20 minutes of prayer. We're grateful for everything, Lord, you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives and for the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for and supported, and together we can pray. And we thank you, Lord, for that prayer. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for everything we are. Amen. Well, have a great night, everybody. God bless you and God bless your family. Hope you're spending the night with family and friends. We'll see you on Thursday. Wait a minute. Yeah, Sunday and Thursday. That's a sign of age, isn't it? We have our moments, but great. Have a great night. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. Betty, thanks so much for jumping in. Have a great night, everybody.